This is Richard Branch, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main highlights of the August construction starts release. Total construction starts fell 6% over the month in August to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $807 billion. The decline broke a string of three consecutive month-to-month gains. The main factor behind the move lower in August was a 15% drop in the non-building sector, essentially taking back the impressive gains made the month before when several notable projects got underway. In the residential and non-residential building sector, the pullback was milder in August, with starts falling 1% and 3% respectively. Within the non-building sector, where starts fell 15%, environmental public works projects such as water and sewer projects slipped 43%, while the miscellaneous non-building category fell 32%. Both types of construction had seen large gains in the previous month. Offsetting these declines were a 10% increase in street and bridge projects and a 9% gain in the electric utility category. The largest non-building project to get underway in August was the $2 billion Permian Highway Pipeline project in Texas. Non-residential building fell 3% from July to August. Within this grouping of projects, commercial starts rose 7%, while institutional projects such as schools and hospitals rose 2%. However, the manufacturing sector lost 66% during the month. This, the result of the Foxconn manufacturing complex, valued at nearly $1 billion that broke ground in July. The largest non-residential building project to break ground was the $450 million University Cancer Care Center in Chicago, Illinois. Meanwhile, residential construction starts fell 1% in August, with single-family losing 3% and multifamily construction starts gaining 3% during the month. The largest multifamily project to start was a $600 million apartment complex on West 29th Street in New York, New York. With August data included, total construction starts are down 5% through the first 8 months of the year when compared to the same time frame in 2018, due to declines in residential and non-residential buildings. Non-building construction activity is 3% higher through the first 8 months of the year due to gains in the electric utilities and gas plants category.